This is a World Challenge devotion by David Wilkerson. Self-inflicted wounds. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Psalm chapter 107, verses 17 and 18. According to the dictionary, a fool is someone who lacks judgment or good sense, one who does silly things without thinking of the consequences. What could be more foolish and unthinkable than indulging in sexual activity with an unknown person? The whole world knows that sexually transmitted diseases are an international problem, and yet people all over the world are still contracting them. People simply refuse to be alarmed. Women risk their lives, and men trade their futures for an hour of carnal pleasure. Some of these diseases are extremely serious, and many people suffer serious consequences for their foolish acts. They talk about the dread they felt when they first sensed something strange in their body. They knew something wasn't right, and suddenly a haunting memory came back to them of a reckless act in their past. It happened when they were living in sin, playing the fool. Because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, they were afflicted. Psalm chapter 107, verse 17. The despair of many such Christians is unspeakable. They feel helpless, on the verge of giving up. One man said, "I feel like my life is over. There is nothing I can do." They drew near unto the gates of death. Psalm chapter 107, verse 18. Beloved, you do not have to live without hope. God has given you His word that He does not walk out on fools. The next few verses shine with hope. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm chapter 107, verses 19 and 20. The Lord knows there are things we cannot change, words we have spoken, or things we've done that we cannot undo. He is not asking us to do penance or make promises. All He asks is that we cry out to Him in our desperation. He wants to heal, prolong life, and provide supernatural grace. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.